Our first reading today is from Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 11. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you will also be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil, desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming to those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed, when you were living with life. But you must go get rid of all the such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of its creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek or Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but God is all and in all. Second reading is from the Quran, 8 through 27 through 30. O you who believe, betray not God, the messenger, and betray not your trust knowingly. And know that your property and your children are all a trial, and that God with him is a great reward. And God is possessed with tremendous bounty. And remember when those who disbelieve plotted against thee to capture thee, or to slay thee, or to expel thee. They plotted, and God is the best of plotters. And Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Mister, who appointed me your judge and arbiter?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on guard against greed in all its forms. After all, possessions, even in abundance, don't guarantee your life." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose field produced a bumper crop. "What do I do now?" he asked himself. "Since I don't have any place to store my crops." "I know," he said. "I'll tear down my barns and build larger ones so I can store all my grain and my goods. Then I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty put away for years to come. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded back from you. All this stuff you've collected, whose will it be now?" That's the way it is with those who save up for themselves, but aren't rich where God is concerned.
They plotted, and God plotted, and God is the best of plotters. Over the past year, I've heard that sentence from the Quran quoted often. It's a sentence of hope and of trust. While the greedy scheme and plot to oppress others, ultimately there's a bigger plan at work. "Do not despair on account of the wicked," says the psalmist. The plotting and scheming will not be the final word. Truth, goodness, justice, integrity, honesty, love will be victorious. That is the promise of the Quran. It is the promise of the Gospel. It is the promise of the Torah. It is the promise of the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, the Lotus Sutra, the Nag Hammadi Library. It's the promise of every spiritual tradition. This walk through the valley of the shadow of death is not the last walk for humanity. Even during the darkest times, the most bleak times, when every indicator points toward the victory of the small-minded and the violent, there is God plotting still. I interpret that in whatever way that makes sense to you, but ultimately I see it as a call or a summons to face this day and every day with the assurance that goodness, temporarily defeated, is yet stronger than evil. And one day, one heart at a time, our true selves will be revealed, and that truth will be love. They plotted, and God plotted, and God is the best of plotters. As we move through the Gospel of Luke for the remainder of the summer and the fall, we will find that Jesus in the Gospel of Luke speaks often of possessions and the hold that they have on us, the power of stuff, the lure of security. It's the desire not for today's bread, as it says in the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, but the desire for tomorrow's bread and next year's bread. When we start thinking about securing for ourselves, we think in terms of scarcity and competition and loss. So what could be wrong in the parable of the man who had such a bumper crop that he decided to build bigger barns? It's saving for retirement, right? I mean, what's wrong with that? Isn't that a good thing? They plotted, and God plotted, and God is the best of plotters. Well, sure, it's a good thing, except when we forget how unpredictable and how fragile life is. Just thinking yesterday of the latest killings and shootings. And then in my own personal life, my dear daughter-in-law's cousin, who was like a brother, died of addiction. So we're grieving over that. How unpredictable, like that. Now, I don't think of God literally in terms of a divine being plotting and making supernatural decisions about who's going to die today and succeed tomorrow. I think of all conversation about God, God as God's words and God's deeds as parable. And how else can we speak of the ineffable except by parable? And I don't think God in this parable by Jesus is reflecting the way things actually work, that this guy punished this guy for arrogance or whatever and took his life. No, it's parable. Parable, and parable always invites us to go through the story, to consider what life is about. What is my life about? What is your life about? Given the uncertainty of life, and how can any of us regard life in any other way? How do we live it? Given that anything can happen to any one of us today, tomorrow, and the next that will change our lives dramatically, in what do we put our trust? What do we work for? What do we advocate for? What do we do with our breath, our life, spirit, our energy, intelligence, imagination, and love? Will we spend it on bigger barns? Will we spend it on securing for ourselves a store of possessions so that we might be happy someday? They plotted, and God plotted, and God is the best of plotters. I've read that the agricultural revolution around 10,000 years ago set humans ultimately on a path toward their own destruction. Agriculture created a surplus. And for hundreds of thousands of years prior to that, human beings always seemed to have enough. They hunted, they gathered, nature provided, but with the invention of agriculture came surplus and storage and management and aristocracy and bureaucracy and war and peace. The leavers became the takers. I won't go into it all, but I will recommend a book, Ishmael, by Daniel Quinn, that talks a great deal about this. Thus we are. Can humanity save itself from itself? Can God, the best plotter, save us from the plotter within? I'm going to go out on a limb and say yes, even as I have no conception as to how that might happen. Sometimes I think to myself, what an amazing time it is to be alive right now. No matter what happens today, tomorrow, or the next, I and you, we did experience this. Sometimes I have to step back and try to silence my ego and its need for security and for whatever else it desires, and see if I can just observe honestly what's happening to our world and to me. To try to be truthful about what I see and hear, rather than allow fear to silence what I see and hear. It isn't easy for me, it may be for some. While on one hand, anyone with eyes to see can see that we're on a perilous path to extinction from our own hand. World War III, with full-blown nuclear destruction, appears to be the final solution for the powers that be to save themselves. They are plotting our end as we worship this morning. They plotted, and God is the best of plotters. So, is God, the real God, I mean, not a fiction of religion, but God of reality, the source that really is, also plotting? Is there something within us or beyond us that's also at work in this world? Is there an escape? Is there a great turning? Is there a shift of consciousness afoot? Is there an enlightenment that might yet save us in the final reel of this Hollywood movie that civilization on the eve of its demise? As humanity builds its bigger barns for all of its junk that we've taken out of Earth, processed through a consumer economy, have temporarily housed in barns before it all goes to the rummage sale and then to the trash heap, is there a future for another way of living? It's obvious that we're unable to sustain this barn-building enterprise. We are reaching Earth's limits, and it will be our children who face it most. Yet amidst this, Mr. Depression, is there divine plotting? Is there someone somewhere saying something sane? Or is it all political posturing and baloney? They plotted, and God plotted, and God is the best of plotters. Yes, I continue to go out on a limb and say, yes, there is something sane, there is something salvific, there is something redemptive, there is something life-giving, there is something for my granddaughter and for yours and for the grandchildren on the other side of Earth. And it is simply this: truth. Truth has nothing to do with messengers and their clay feet or authorities or identities. It has to do with what is real and how far you and I are willing to go to face it. I'm not saying what it is or who has it, if anyone, but I'm saying truth exists. Every religious and spiritual tradition says that truth does exist, even as each distorts it for its own self. We live in a time of illusion. Illusion that's created by the plotters, including the plotter within. And ultimately, it's always been the heroic quest in every spiritual tradition, in every spiritual tale. It's the tale of the search for what is real and for what is true. Truth is the only thing that will free humanity from its enslavement to illusion. And illusion is cynicism. It's a mockery of those who search for what is true. But the true seeker doesn't worry over the plotters, the mockers, and the cynics, and their surrender to illusion. There's too much at stake for that. They plotted, and God plotted, and God is the best of plotters. Seek truth, says all of the spiritual leaders, and you will seek what God is plotting.